Hey, what's up, everybody, man? This is Manuel Lamar Hicks, but you guys know me better as the L Dog. Man, today is April the 13th, 2024. And man, I got to make sure that everything is going copacetic on Facebook. So if you would, just give me just a second. Yeah, I see everything is copacetic. All right, well, look. If you was not with me the last time I did a podcast, man, did a podcast about 2 weeks ago. Shout out to D. Lenar and Mr. Scott, who joined me on that last podcast. If you were not here for the last podcast, I got something special for you. Let's go. What's up, everybody, man? Man, that is the intro for the podcast, man, the Flavor in Your Ear podcast, man, done by yours truly, in dealing with Creative Ink Entertainment. Man, for those of you that are inspiring and want to do a podcast, man, if you want an intro like that, man, please don't hesitate to hit me up in my inbox, or you can hit me up at Creative Ink Entertainment at gmail.com. All right, man. Look, we're going to hop right into this podcast, man. You know what? You guys know that I do the celebrity birthdays, man, off the cuff. And I didn't do my Facebook friends' birthdays until this morning. Yeah, I actually started writing the script for the podcast on Wednesday. Well, actually, Tuesday, and I finished up Wednesday morning, and I forgot to do my Facebook friend's birthday. So, man, look, most definitely we're going to kick it off with them. Man, for those of you that are celebrating the birthday, man, happy, blessed birthday to you and many, many more. But I'm sorry, I kind of jumped the gun and got ahead of myself. Man, look, I most definitely want to thank God for allowing me to bring you this podcast on what I call the Flavor in Your Ear podcast, man. I cannot do it without you, the listeners. So for those of you that have taken time, have been rocking with me for a long time, man, I most definitely thank you very, very much. But today I got something else special for you. So today's verse You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done for saving many lives. Man, that comes from Genesis 50:20. And today's message, God is saying to you today, I'm turning your pain into power, your fears into focus, and your difficulties into determination. What the enemy intended for evil, I would use it for good. Put your trust in me. I have a great plan for your life. So, I wanted to most definitely get that out there today. Man, give it up, man, to Cold Heart, man. He is most definitely doing his thing, and DJing and whatnot. And man, you know, he was actually on the podcast about 4 weeks ago. And when I tell you that this brother is most definitely knowledgeable, just talking to him, man, is a pleasure, man, every day at work. So, man, I want to give it up, man, to Mr. Cold Heart. But yeah, getting into these celebrity birthdays, So, man, I had the pleasure of working with this young lady that is celebrating the birthday, Miss Irvs. Man, most definitely happy, blessed birthday to you, Miss Jones, Miss Newsom, Miss Gray, man, my classmate, the Lawrence, man. When I tell you, man, that's a cool brother. Man, played basketball for the mighty Clarkson High Wildcats. And not only, man, is he a classmate of mine, he's a good friend. For those of you that don't know, class of 93, or should I say 1990, Trey is still rocking the house. Man, my DSU fam, Will, man, another cool brother, man. Just very low key, pretty much like myself, and Miss Partee and Mr. Johnson, man, celebrating a birthday today, man. So happy, man. Blessed birthday, to all of you guys, man. Celebrating the birthday. All right. So look, now we're going to get to these celebrity birthdays, and it's not a lot of them, so you don't have to worry about it. Man, this person is a all-time R&B soul singer. Man, he had songs like Tired of Being Alone, Let's Stay Together, and countless other songs. Man, he won a dozen total Grammys. And his birthplace is in Forest City, Arkansas. Man, I'm talking about the great Al Green is celebrating a birthday today. 78 years young, man. Give it up for Al Green. Man, another person celebrating a birthday today. Man, R&B singer, Ty Dolla $ign. He turns 42 on today. So, man, big ups to those individuals that are celebrating the birthday today. Man, we're going to hop right into the Black History moment. And it's going to sting a little bit. Now, one of them. But on this day, in 1963, Sidney Poitier became the first African-American to win an Oscar for Best Actor. In 1873, the Colfax Massacre, Easter Sunday morning in Great Parish, Louisiana, where more than 60 blacks were killed. And on this day in 1997, Tiger Woods, y'all, won the 61st Masters tournament at the age of 21. and became the youngest person to win the tournament. Is Tiger Woods still playing? I think Tiger Woods is still playing golf, man. I don't know how old Tiger Woods is. I don't know if he's still playing golf right about now. But, man, we're going to... Now, I know you guys are very much used to me saying things that you need to know right now. Well, now I've actually started something new. And I hope that you guys like it. So I've kind of gotten to the point right now where... For those of you that often wonder, where do I get all of my stuff from? I'm on Instagram and Facebook a lot. So when I get stuff or when I see stuff on... this is where I get most of my stories from, y'all. I know that a lot of times, you know, oh my gosh, you being on social media, blah, 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 blah. Well, I mean, like I said, this is what I do. This is how I get my content. So I may get it from Facebook. I may get it from Instagram. I may get it from... Indeed, I mean LinkedIn. So this story is called Do You Remember? And I'm going to share my screen right quick. And again, man, if you want to hop on, man, the link is actually on my Facebook page. If you want to hop in and if you want to discuss with me, man, more than welcome to jump in. I'm going, like I said, I'm going to get ready to share my screen. And I'm going to show y'all, man. Show y'all what I'm talking about. All right. So I actually got this from Instagram. So if you guys remember... You guys probably don't recognize this young lady right here, the one that I have my mouse on. And then I'm going to stop sharing. Well, I'm going to keep it going. So that woman's name is Carly Russell. And if you recall, she was at the time, she was 25 years old. And hold on, wait a minute. Oh, I thought I had someone to hop in. She was 25, you know, at the time she was 25 years old. She called 911 to report a sinking toddler walking along the side of the interstate in Hoover, Alabama. She, right here, as you probably see, she is pleading guilty to faking her own kidnapping where she was supposedly vanished for 49 hours. And as you see right here, she's apologizing, but she will be under supervised probation for 12 months and she must repay $18,000 in restitution to the city of Hoover to complete 100 hours of community service. In addition to, she must continue to receive mental health counseling as a condition for the probation. All right, I'm gonna stop sharing and I'm going to comment on this. She's getting everything that she deserves. She is. She's getting everything that she deserves. She made up this story. I mean, look, if you see a toddler, the toddler was supposedly, and I mean, not, and you know what, in this case, I'm not going to use the word allegedly. because it didn't happen. It was made up. It was make-believe. But if you see someone, if you see a toddler in a car seat, don't stop. That's a trick. They want you to stop, especially if you're female. Please don't stop. And I heard several stories that the toddler was in the car seat. Toddler was walking. I mean, come on, man. And then on top of that, she supposedly vanished for 49 hours. And then when she came back, she made up this lavish story that, you know, she was kidnapped and everything, and it it got national attention and everything. And so, you know, she bought this upon herself. Now, I know I just did a verse from the Bible before we get started. And I tell you this, I mean, when it comes to this, yes, we must pray for her. And I'm glad that with the condition that she's in, is that she's going to receive health counseling, mental health counseling. For those of you that was with me during the time of the pandemic, that's what D. Lenar and I most definitely talked about. We talked about, you know, mental health. And it's just a shame that this happened. You know, she, like I said, she had her family, she had the media and the frenzy going on, and this, it just wasn't a good look, man. It was not a good look at all. Like I said, you know, she's when she got to pay that $18,000, man, it's gonna most definitely, they hit her in her pocket, but they could have done worse. So let's just hope that, you know, Miss Carly Russell, man, most definitely gets the help that she needs. And hopefully, you know, she'll be able to learn from this and not want to do this again, because I'm still watching the clip right now. Like I said, she did speak at her sentencing and everything. And so, you know, it just is what it is. Man, for those of you that are listening, man, just go to Google, type in Carly Russell, and it's going to pop up. So, all right, man. This next topic, I have a champion celebrating a undefeated champion. Dawn Staley. Dawn Staley is once again a champion as she led her South Carolina women's basketball team to a win over Iowa. If you have followed her during this championship run, she has not backed down. For those implying that she should apologize for talking about God, she says that she's going to praise him as much as she can. I applaud you, Dawn Staley, for doing what you are doing. Because on the national level, the media don't want you to. And big ups to people who have who showed her, who didn't edit this when she talked about, you know, giving God the praise and the glory. Because she understands the struggle and what went on with her team this year, and she has a story, she has a backstory, and I don't understand why they would want her to take a she has no reason to apologize, none. Big ups to Dawn Staley for standing on what she's standing on, and she's standing on the fact that she knows who is the undefeated champion, who is always going to be the champion, and she didn't lose sight of what's what, and big ups to Dawn Staley, man, who has decided to stand on what she most definitely believes in. All right, man, moving right along. For those of you that remember the movie, The Five Heartbeats, you guys remember Big Red. And Big Red most definitely said that his hours, his office hours, are from 9 to 5. That's what he said. And so I'm leading into something. So this next story is most definitely gonna, I don't know how some people gonna feel about it, but here we go. California lawmaker is proposing a bill that will make it legal to ignore work messages after hours. That means that workers have the right to ignore after hours calls, emails, text messages from their employer. That's right, you heard it right. Let me say that again. This is in California. I don't know when it's going to make it to your state, but this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get workers to ignore emails, calls, and texts from their employees after hours. Like I said, Big Red said it. His office hours are from 9 to 5. That's it. So, how do y'all feel about this, man? Look, I want y'all to, if you are listening, if you are commenting, I want you to comment. If you are watching this later on, if you're listening to this, excuse me, on Spotify later on, man, I want you to comment, man. How do you feel that your employer cannot call you after hours? I think it's a great thing. I think that they should implement it across all 50 states. Because you have to leave work at work, and you're not going to bring it home. You know, for those of you that have kids, or, you know, have, you know, you got families, just families in general. You know, you leave work at work. When you clock out, when you leave, when you, you're done. No one should be calling you until it's close to you to get ready to go to work. So, don't, but if it's not implemented in your state, don't say the L dog said gonna treat like Big Red now. They trying to get it passed in California, so we're gonna leave it like that. All right, man. Look, moving on. Next, the side hustle, man. Don't knock it. The side hustle. Don't knock it. All right. So, a former. Keep that in mind. The word former. A former Taylor high school teacher claims that she was fired for taking on a side hustle. Now, you know, about a couple of weeks ago, and I have been prone to promote, to say things like teachers, and they having a side hustle, and they side hustle is OnlyFans. Nah, this side hustle is a rapper. Dominique Brown was hired as a U.S. history teacher and garnered so much favor now, that she was named Teacher of the Month in December. Just months later, she claimed that she was let go from her position following an anonymous parent's complaint. Now, Miss Brown goes under the name Dripping Honey. You can find her on Facebook, on YouTube. And, you know, I mean, female rappers right now, you know, they, you know, the Sexy Reds of the world and the Cardi B. I mean, you know, female rappers have to, you know, they have to be strong. But she goes under the name Dripping Honey. Like I said, you can find her on YouTube. The discovery led to 5 months of meetings with her school, where she had to defend her part-time passion. Let me read that. Let me read that again. She is having to defend her part-time passion. Passion. Not something that she's just doing out of because she wants to do it. She's doing it because she's passionate about it. The school says it goes against their distraction-free learning environment. She is suing, and I want you guys to know that if there are any further developments, I will let you know. Let's pause right here for a moment. Obviously, Ms. Brown was doing something right. Because if she wasn't, then why did she get Teacher of the Month in December? And I understand it goes against the distraction-free learning environment. But I want to know if something was, was she rapping during the time that she was teaching U.S. history? Was she? I mean, I didn't pick up on anything saying that I didn't see anything. And if I missed it, man, please correct me. But I haven't heard anything about her being, you know, she was rapping or possibly, you know, wearing some type of paraphernalia with her stage name. I'm glad she's suing. And let me add this. The reason why a lot of people, and that most definitely includes, and I will put myself in this category, that a reason why a lot of people decide to you know, they go into profession and they teach. I'm gonna tell you a teacher side hustle that nobody talks about. When a teacher decides that he or she is going to drive a bus outside of the Rams of the classroom friends, that's a side hustle. That's a side hustle. Now, mind you, that's inside the realm of the school district, but that's a side hustle because you have the potential of once you are done teaching in the classroom and because you got to go home and you got to grade papers and you got to do this, that, and the third. That side hustle, that's a side hustle right there. Because don't you have to get certified? I wish I had more people to come on here and to tell me. That's a side hustle. When the teacher has to drive a bus, that's a, to me, that's a side hustle. Because they're getting extra money. This teacher has no business having to defend her passion. Unless she is wearing something that's promoting her stage name, or if she is rapping during the time that she is teaching. But I'm telling you right now, there's no way she can get teacher of the month. Make it make sense, y'all. Make it make sense. Man, on a side note, man, we may revisit these topics next week. Because I know that my co-host D. Lenar probably want to hop in and probably want to say something about this topic. So, moving right along, man, I got a fun fact for y'all, man. Whitney Houston. Yeah, the woman they call Nippy. Whitney Houston, did you know that Whitney Houston turned down an acting career with Bill Cosby before she got her record deal? And the reason why she chose to do that was because her mama told her, you know what, you can sing. What do you need to go on the Cosby Show for? And if you have seen the countless documentaries with Whitney Houston, you know, her mom really pushed her to really get out there and start doing her thing. And so her mama knew that she was not going to be an actress, that she was going to rule the music world. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be very honest with you. When Whitney Houston first came out, I was not a Whitney Houston fan at all. I was not. I said I was going to have the little thing strolling at the bottom. I just thought about that on the different topics that I'm talking about, and I didn't do that. So, man, please forgive me. We'll do that the next episode, okay? I'll be on my P's and Q's, and we'll do that the next episode. But getting back to Whitney Houston, Whitney Houston knew. And you know what? The crazy thing about it is that Whitney Houston knew, and now, in hindsight, her mom is probably glad that she did not get involved in the Bill Cosby stuff. Now, I know probably the next thing you're probably going to ask, okay, well, so what character was she was going to play? Well, I read that she was going to possibly do, play the role of Sandra. Or she might have done Denise. So, who knows? But like I said, you know, it was good that, you know, she did turn down, you know, being on the Cosby Show and everything. And, you know, like I said, she got a record deal. She not only got a record deal, you know, she was able to act. Being, you know, being in movies and stuff. So, And so yeah, so it worked out for Whitney Houston. All right, man, getting back to things that you possibly need to know. Man, the next topic is more than a dollar. All right, so check this out. Follow me, follow me, follow me. So the Dollar Tree will be raising its prices to $7. Now, this comes on the heels of Family Dollar will be closing nearly 1,000 of its stores because of underperforming in 2023. Can I tell you a dirty little secret? See, this is why you have to listen to the Flavor in Your podcast. They are cashing in on the influx of high-income customers. You will see the $7 rise on food, pet, and personal care items, expanding its multi-price assortment. And I think that's it. Oh, by over 300 items. Yeah. So, you know, for those of you that, and I mean, and there are some places where, if you ride around, you probably see the Family Dollar the Family Dollar and Dollar Tree stores combined together. And, man, it was really cool, to see that. And so, yeah, that's in some places here in the United States. Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, and Dollar General, those are places that you go when you don't want to deal with the hustle and bustle of going to Walmart and Kroger. That's why you go. That was the alternative. You had that alternative to go to those places. And so now what's going to happen is if they are going to be raising prices, then it's almost to the fact where you might as well say, you're going to say to yourself, well, hell, I might as well go in on and go to Walmart and go to Kroger. If you're going to pay that much for those items, you might as well go. So, you know, and I guess, like I said, it just comes to the point where they are, like I said, they see that people that are making, you know, a large amount of money, you know, they're going to this store. But they're going to buy up a lot of stuff. I've heard people say that they would go in the Dollar Tree, man, they would spend close to $100 on stuff. Like before my wife and I go out of town, we will stop there and go and get chips and snacks and stuff. Because it's for the low. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, you go in there, you know, I mean, you're going to spend, you know, we're probably going to spend $7 to $10. Whereas if we went to Walmart and Kroger, we were going to spend possibly $14, $20. But they are slowly getting away from what the stores were created for. And now they want to cash in. That's a lot of BS to me. I'm just going to be honest. But if they do it, we're going to see how far it's going to go. Because as of right now, I mean, that's the reason why people go to those stores. Because it's an alternative to not go to Walmart, to not go to Kroger, because, you know, you want to get to a place where you want to get in, you want to get out. And Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, Dollar General, those are places where you can get in and get out. You know, you're traveling somewhere and you need to get stuff, and you know, you know you're driving and all of a sudden, you know, you may be, you know, miles away from a Walmart, and now you got to look at your bank account and decide, wow, do I want to stop at Dollar Tree? Because I know I'm going to be, you know, the stuff I'm going to be getting, or food, or pet, or personal care items. Do I really want to spend $7, or do I want to wait until I get closer to a Walmart or a Kroger? It's gonna put something on your mind. So all right, moving right along, man. This is a thing that you really need to know right now. I don't know how most of you are going to take this. Like I said, this is a reason why all the time I tell you, I'm not saying that I have the best podcast in the world, but I will give you the best content. You can best believe that. Every time I come on here, you're going to most definitely get the best content. So here we go. Did you know that Easter Monday started because of segregation? The White House began hosting its annual Easter egg roll in 1878. Black people were not allowed to attend. In 1891, many African American families began to gather at the Smithsonian Institute's National Zoo the Monday after Easter, after being coined Easter Monday. And this is the reason why I've already told you the reason. Now I'm going to add more to it. It was coined Easter Monday because black domestic workers were barred from attending the White House Easter roll, and they had to work during the holiday weekend. Let that sink in a moment. And for a minute there, you know, we did not get, when I was a kid, we did not get Good Friday. But we got that Monday off. Yeah. For those of you who missed it, I want you to go and Google Easter Monday. For those of you that are watching, Google Easter Monday and comment comment on my post. I'll give you a hint. It started because of segregation in the White House. So I'm just going to leave that as is. All right. Man, I got a special announcement to make. Actually it's going down in about 8 minutes. Man, my friend, Cece is hosting an event today at Southwest Community College. It is a community health fair. It is going down at 10 a.m. At 1234. Or should I say 1234? Why did I read it like that? 1234 Finley Road here in Memphis, Tennessee, 38116. Oh, my wife said the cool thing is on the calendar. Thanks for pointing that out to me. Man, that's my lovely wife, Nastasha Hicks, man. You guys know her as Star, man. She most definitely, that's my best friend right there. That's all I can say about it. Those of you that know, she's most definitely been why the L Dog is why the L Dog is. All right. But yeah, like I said, my friend CC is hosting an event today at Southwest Community College at 10 a.m. Again, the address is 1234 Finley Road in Memphis, Tennessee. That is 38116. And man, big ups to her. She's most definitely doing great things. All right, man, I have a fun fact for you. I have a couple of fun facts for you. Did you know? Yeah, this is another thing. Did you know that Ludacris and Monica are cousins? Yeah, they are. Did you know that Snoop Dogg, Brandy, and Brandy's brother Ray J are cousins? Yeah, I had to throw that in there. And did you know that Pharrell and Timberland are cousins? That's why they produce the hits that we listen to. Wow. That's a wow right there. And did you know that, Fantasia, Casey, and JoJo are cousins? Yeah, I didn't know that either. All right, man. Another thing, man, a couple of things going on, man, right now before we get ready to wrap up. The University of Miami today is they're having their spring game today. Man, I most definitely will be either watching it live or I will watch the replay. Man, I'm very hyped. Man, if the University of Miami does not win 10 games this season, it will be a disappointing season. Right off the cuff, I'm just going to say it. Man, Clarksdale, Mississippi today is having the Juke Joint Festival. Man, I want all of y'all to be safe, man. If y'all are going to the Juke Joint Festival, man, be safe, man. Be safe. And, man, last but not least, man, I know all of you are most definitely shocked, man. O.J. Simpson died, this past week. Man, everybody remembers what happened. I was watching the NBA Finals, and I think this is when the Houston Rockets and the New York Knicks played against one another in the NBA Finals. And man, O.J. Simpson was on the TV, man. He was running. Now, my wife and I, we had a discussion the other day. O.J. Simpson was driving really slow, or Al Collins was driving really slow. Man, they could have boxed him in, the same way how they do these people, when they really do like a high speed chase. Man, this was like, man, look, that dude was driving like 10 miles per hour. Man, they could have boxed him in. They could have literally got him right there on the interstate. But they did. But they didn't shoot. They didn't. I believe to this day, and if you don't care, that's fine. I don't believe OJ committed those crimes. I believe OJ knows who did it, though. Now, I will say that. All right, man. So look, y'all, we finna get to the part of the show which I'm probably going to not be able to. I'm actually recording this, so you probably won't get it all. But I'm gonna try to make it real cool, man. Look, y'all know, man, my favorite segment. Man, have you listened to the lyrics? Man, I'm gonna share my screen right quick. Funny. All right, man. So today, man, I'm doing Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side. All right. So you see the lyrics. I'm gonna read them to you. Holly came from Miami, Florida, hitchhiked her way across the USA, plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, "Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side." Said, "Hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side." Candy came from out on the island in the back room. She was everybody's darling. She never lost her head, even when she was giving head. She says, "Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side." Said, "Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side." And all the colored girls go, "Do, do, 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 do." You see, y'all been singing this song for years. And y'all never paid attention to the doggone lyrics. I just gave you all the lyrics all the way up to the hook. From here all the way right here. I just gave you the hook. That's all I did. I just gave you the hook. All right. Man, look, I'm going to stop sharing my screen. And I'm going to pull up the next song. Tell you, man, y'all got to sit back and listen to these lyrics, man. These lyrics crazy. You've been singing these songs for years, and now you're looking at them sideways. All right, man, "Tonight's Tonight" by Rod Stewart. "Stay away from my window. Stay away from my back door, too. Disconnect the telephone line. Relax, baby, and draw that blind. Kick off your shoes and sit right down. Loosen off that pretty French gown. Let me pour you a little long drink. Oh, baby, don't hesitate, cause tonight's the night. It's gonna be all right, cause I love you, girl, and ain't nobody gonna stop us now. Come on, angel, my heart's on fire. Don't deny your man's desire, cause you'll be a fool to stop this tide. Spread your wings and let me come inside. Tonight's the night. It's gonna be all right, cause I love you, girl, and ain't nobody gonna stop loving us now." That wasn't as bad. Because we don't know how old the girl is, but she's a girl. He said girl. He didn't say woman. He said girl. All right, man. I'm just sharing the lyrics. Just sharing the lyrics. All right, man. So, not to sound like I'm picking on white artists, I'm going to pull up a lyric from my favorite artist of all time, Prince. Okay, y'all ready? All right, here we go. "I was only 16. And the song is called, like I said, the song is called Sister by Prince, okay? All right. "I was only 16, but I guess that's no excuse. And I'm a sing it the way, I'm a read the lyrics the way how, because I know the song. I know all the other songs too, but I'm a sing it. So I'm a sing it, but I'm a read it. "My sister was 32, lonely and loose. She don't wear no underwear. She says it only gets in her hair. And I got a funny way of stopping the juice. And it's got a funny way of stopping the juice. I'm sorry. My sister never made love to anyone else but me. She's the reason for my sexuality. She showed me where I was supposed to go. A blow job doesn't mean blow. It says it's everything that it's said to be. Oh, sister, don't put me on the street again. Oh, sister, I just want to be your friend. I was only 16. Now, remember, the sister 32. He says right here, I was only 16 and only half a man. My sister didn't give a... Well, you see it. She only wanted to turn me out. She took a to me until I shout, "Oh MF, just a MF, can't you understand?" That's Prince, y'all. That's Prince. That's my boy, though. That's my boy. I that's my boy. All right. Last song, since I did Prince, I have to do this guy too as well. Rick James, and the song is called 17. Like I said, my time is going to run out on the recording. Man, if I don't get a chance to tell you guys, see you later, man, see you later. All right. Rick James. And you finish it. Rick James 17. A little girl came to me acting young and shy. A look of curiosity was flashing in her eyes. She had never seen my face before and thought she knew me well. So I said, "Shall we talk some more? You'll come to my hotel." She was only 17, but she was sexy. She was only 17. She said she loved me. 17 years old. How we talked through the night and never even touched. Even talked about love and life. I wanted her that much. She said she'll read a magazine that said I was a freak. You'll never know, little girl, unless you take a peek. And it goes on. She was 17. She was sexy. But she was you. But she was you and fine. Oh, so tender. I will break down tonight and surrender. This young girl, this sweet thing, I just can't wait. No, I mustn't do this. She's almost jailbait. So, at least in this case, Rick James knew that she was jailbait. Well, almost jailbait. And for those of you that know the rest of the song, you know the rest of the song. Look, man, look, I got to get up out of here, man. Look, it's been fun, man. Hopefully, man, next week, man, we will have D. Lenar on, or we may have a guest on. Man, you never know. And that's the reason why you have to tune into this podcast, because you just never know what is going to be discussed, what is going to be talked about, and all that good stuff. Man, look, I want to let you guys know that, man, the L-Dog loves you very, very much. Man, again, thank you, man, for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to this podcast and what we call the flavor in your ear. Man, most definitely, man, stay safe out here in these streets. Stay safe. All right, man. Like I said, one love. Holla at y'all. Peace out.